you don't believe that Senator Obama's a Muslim?
Of course not. I mean, that's, you know, that there is no basis for that. You know, I take him on the basis of what he says.
She takes him on the basis of what he says, that he's not a Muslim. That, you know, she should have said, no, I know him. He's definitely Christian, was raised Christian. His dad left him when he was 2 years old. He actually belongs to the same church for 20 years. It's a Christian church in Chicago, where I'm from. So I know he's a Christian.
Now, it's always dangerous to debate Randy Rhodes, but that's such horseshit. And I think she knows it, but she's in this to win like everybody is. But tell me, how in the fuck is anybody going to speak for anyone else's religion? Hillary doesn't know Barack for 20 years. I don't, you don't, nobody does. Hell, the BTK killer, his wife didn't know that she was married for 20 years to a psychopathic, murdering, torturing, sadistic mother effer son of a bitch. Now, if the BTK's wife killer can't speak for him, how is Hillary going to speak for her opponent that she's known 3 or 4 years? You know, it's just not there. But since it's not there, they're going to force it. They're going to make it there. They want Hillary to stand up and say, I guarantee you, I will cease my run for the White House if anybody can think for a second. You know, that's what they wanted her to say. She can't say that. That's idiotic to expect her to say that. But that's what they wanted her to say. They want her to guarantee what the other guy is thinking. And I'm always getting on people like Bob Perry and Andrew Sullivan and 500 other people for guaranteeing what's inside Hillary's mind. You can't do that. And I'm consistent. Show me a time when I've said I could read the other guy's mind. You can't do it. But that's what they want out of her, and it's horseshit. And I don't care if nobody else calls them on it. I'm calling them on it. It's horseshit. You know what I know. Bob knows that the American people know it. You can't speak for the other guy's mind, but they want her to, and she gave a great answer, but it wasn't the answer they wanted, so now that makes her a lying whore, et cetera, et cetera. It's just as wrong. Shame on Randy.
But she didn't. And it's just very interesting, the parsing of the words that's going on. We invited Brent on the show to talk about this, to talk about superdelegates and the math problem, et cetera, and so forth. Hi, Brent Budowski. How are you?
Of course, you remember our old friend Brent Budowski, who, along with Bob Perry, used to make just all the sense in the world. But then the two of them turned into mind readers, and they gave up their credibility. They gave up years and years and years of their reputation, just threw it in the dirt. I don't understand why. Why would somebody do that? These guys go way past far out any place I'd go, and I consider myself a comedian. These are the guys I used to look up to. You know, it's like when it's time for the fun and games to be over, now let's look at the serious problems. We used to look at Bob Perry and Brent Budowski, and now they've gone totally in the tank for Obama, which means every word out of Hillary's mouth is a scheme to ruin America and all this crazy crap. Just listen to, well, he's probably a little handicapped in that he's talking to Randy. I mean, no one put a gun to his head and made him call in, but, you know, Randy is pretty much the ringleader. Well, not the ringleader, but you know what I mean. Randy is 100,000% rabid pro-Obama and 100,000% anti-Clinton. So if she's going to talk to somebody, it's going to turn into a bloodbath. So let's do it.
I am terrific, and let me recommend Jonathan Alter's great book about FDR, The Defining Moment.
Oh, you know, he never asks me to plug anything. He just digs me so deeply.
Yeah, it's a brilliant book, and if you read the book or listen to what he said on C-SPAN about it, if anyone wants to hunt that down, you'll see that the complaints that were made by the pundits about FDR are exactly the complaints being made by people about Barack Obama right now.
Just a few seconds into it, and we have to throw a big penalty flag. The idea that if you take away Bill Clinton, FDR is the most accomplished Democrat of the century, of the 20th century. So if you can find any similarity at all, I mean, there's an A in Franklin's first name, and there's an A in Barack's first name, so they must be twins.
It's amazing how history repeats itself.
Explain that.
Well, the idea that FDR had accomplished nothing of importance, he was a weak governor. He had no substance. He had no foreign policy experience. He's not strong enough or experienced enough to be president. He was shallow. It's all there. And all of the columnists of the time, not only Walter Lippmann, were very demeaning of Obama in the same way Hillary, I mean, were very demeaning of FDR in the same way Hillary and others are demeaning of Obama.
Does that make any sense to anybody? It makes absolutely no sense to me. And I'm trying to be fair. I mean, I've got dozens of people listening to this. If I go off on some wild tangent that makes no sense, that isn't fair, people are going to punish me. But the idea that FDR was a nobody with no accomplishments who eventually turned into greatness, well, that doesn't mean that everybody who's a nobody with no accomplishments should be given the White House, because just like FDR, what if they turn things around and become somebody and deliver the goods? Does that make sense on any level to anybody? You know, it's like if Mickey Mantle struck out the first three times he went to bat at Yankee Stadium, and Bart Kopp struck out the first three times he went to bat at Yankee Stadium, well, does that mean Bart Kopp's going to hit 550 home runs and be one of the greatest ever? No, that is stupid. Listen to the two of them trying to stretch this into something that it's not. Why would they do that? Why would Brent Podolsky give up his reputation? Randy is a performer. I'm going to give her the break. But why would Brent Podolsky do that? Just like they said with FDR, look what they're doing to Obama. Well, if FDR was a ne'er-do-well with no accomplishments, that doesn't mean that Obama is another FDR. What's wrong with people?
Well, you know what's fascinating about Roosevelt is Ohio didn't pick him either in 1944.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, Hillary can make all of these legalistic arguments that she wants, but they're kind of second-rate public relations that misses the point. What you played at the beginning of this show is an example of why Hillary Clinton is disliked by almost half the country, why she will not be the nominee, is down by 140 elected delegates right now, and while sometimes she says things that make me embarrassed to be a Democrat, and I'm in a fighting mood. She was asked whether Barack Obama was a Muslim, and she didn't have the integrity and honor to say no.
Oh, really? Is that what Hillary said?
You don't believe that Senator Obama is a Muslim?
Of course not.
Brent Podolsky is a liar. How can you take anything else from that? She just said no. And he says Hillary didn't have the decency to say no. And then you play the tape where Hillary says no. Brent, you got caught. And of course, Randy's not going to call him on it. Any lie Brent Podolsky tells, Randy's going to rubber stamp. That's her job. She loves Osama. She hates Hillary. So she's going to twist the facts. She's going to say up is down and black is white. What's wrong with these people? Why can't, if Obama is a good candidate, why can't they just tell the truth? Why do they have to lie if Obama's a good and decent candidate, qualified and ready to take over? Why do they have to lie?
I just played that.
Yeah. And God bless you for doing it. She couldn't say no.
You don't believe that Senator Obama's a Muslim?
Of course not.
She had to sow seeds of doubt. She had to play at the margins of integrity. She had to equivocate and triangulate and maneuver.
You don't believe that Senator Obama's a Muslim?
Of course not.
There she goes, just like Brent Podolsky said, lying and cheating and triangulating and distorting and doing opaquing and all that stuff. Why can't Hillary just say, of course not?
You don't believe that Senator Obama's a Muslim?
Of course not.
If Brent Podolsky was 5 feet in front of me now, sitting in a chair with a judge beside him, forcing him to answer my questions, yes or no, and answer only my questions and not change the subject, I would chop him into little Podolsky meatballs. Can you believe the outlandishness that you're hearing? Hillary refused to speak for the other man's heart. It's the opposite. They're attacking Hillary for not being able to read Obama's mind. Is that even humanly possible that we're hearing this? How dare she not go into Obama's mind, get the truth, and come back with it and report on it? Please, please, somebody write in and tell me that I'm crazy. Somebody write in and explain what they're talking about. How in the fuck do you ever speak for what's inside the other guy's mind? And they're slamming her for not knowing what's inside his mind. Now, I know that Podolsky and Bob Perry and a bunch of other people have formed this mind-reading circle where everybody that, I guess, touches hands gets to read the minds of other people. It doesn't make any sense to me. If it makes some sense to you, please write and straighten me out, because I'm at a big loss here. I can't read minds. I might be the only one. And Hillary is being condemned here.
She had to play at the margins of integrity. She had to equivocate and triangulate and maneuver.
She's being condemned here for not telling what she heard when she was inside Obama's mind. When that reporter said, you don't think he's a Muslim, she said, no, of course not. How much clearer can anybody be?
And I thought it was an absolute disgrace. And if I criticized Barack Obama for one thing, it's he didn't call her on that, as I am right now, and as some reporters are starting to right now. And I just think it's symptomatic of what has gone wrong with one campaign in a year where the American people are exploding with enthusiasm and excitement and idealism and participation. Some would try to quash that in an ocean of dirt, and it ain't going to work. And I think a lot of the media right now is misreporting it. I will make a prediction right here, Randy, right here on the Randy Rhodes Show. This nomination will be decided no later than the day after the Pennsylvania primary.
Well, my God, have you ever seen somebody go farther out on a skinny limb than Brent Bradowski just did? He thinks for some reason this is going to be decided in Pennsylvania, which is the only giant state left. Gee, Brent, are you a gambler? That doesn't make any sense. It's kind of like saying, this game's going to be decided in the fourth quarter. Yeah, a lot of football games are. Way to go, Brent.
And the reason it will be decided is the superdelegates are not in the mood to divide the party, to divide the country, and to lose an election to Republicans. So one candidate can run a campaign of personal destruction against the guy with the most delegates. It's that simple. And at some point, they're going to, and it's starting soon, and it's beneath the surface in Washington right now.
So if you can't read minds, you're running a campaign of personal destruction. Did anyone think we would ever get to this point?